Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll check in our Twitter polls coming up here. I hope Kyle's getting cooked on the idea, just the idea of A.J. Brown on his top 11 list.
They can try all they want.
Well, I did hear that Hugh was workshopping his list with the Afternoon Show guys out in the little common room over there, whatever
you
call it.
Yeah, they ridiculed me.
Well.
Why? So I'm not worried about them.
What'd you do?
What do they get on you the most about?
Well, I was workshopping. I was telling him, I said, I have my list, but I, like, every now and then I forget a name and I'll admit a name and I need to figure out if I want to put on the list. And they was like, well, who do you have? And
a great way to make a trustworthy list is to openly admit that you forget names.
Well, no, what I'm saying is.
Like Elliot with Saquon?
Yeah. No, like I'm saying is you forget, like you have a list, right? Yeah. And then somebody will say somebody's name. You're like, oh, I forgot about
him. A lot of people to consider.
Yeah, it's a lot because you only get 11.
Yep.
So I told him. How it broke down. I have 1 and 11. I told him that. And I told him the number of players that I have on each team. You know, I got right now, I told him I had, at least 2 Flyers, 3 Sixers, and 3 Phillies.
That's a lot of Sixers and Flyers.
Well, you know what's...
Yeah.
That's my take is that's too many.
I'll give you another peek. No Flyers on my list.
I don't have a Flyer either.
I didn't feel strongly enough about one particular player to warrant him a top 11
It almost
spot.
Felt like if I did it, I was doing it because I was excited about the team rather than any particular one player.
But for me, that's a part of it because you talk about the infusion of talent that we had this year
it was
and
awesome.
The excitement that it brought the team. And, you know, you talk about certain individuals that had some pretty significant, you know, standout performances.
Sure. I would assume by next year when we do the list that there will be at least a Flyer or two on it.
So I did. Remember I told you guys yesterday, I think I got to like 26 of just names like in the mix. I do have 3 Flyers I wrote down. They just didn't get to
me too.
The top 11.
They were eliminated from my top 11.
So long story short, I got 8. So now I got like 3 spots. So now I got to figure out those 3 spots are coveted spots.
This is going to be a tough one for you.
Yeah.
Very coveted.
Well, you know, not really because it's like, it's really only 2 spots because number 1 spot. Well, no, it's like I had it right. 2 spots. 3 spots. Yeah, I got 3 spots left.
So I bet they're all texting each other in the group chats. Like, am I going to make Hugh's list?
Oh, the players? The athletes? Oh, I'm sure this is all they're talking about.
And we know Coop's on the list, but then that's where it gets hairy because now I only got 2 spots left. So who's going to get those 2 spots?
Is Coop on the list? Is he a lock?
Yeah, Coop on the list.
I think Coop should be a lock.
Is he a lock?
I think he should be. All pro. He was an all pro. First team all pro.
That's
and
wonderful.
And see, then there's a consensus. There's a consensus.
Wonderful. That means he's one of the best players in the league last year. Well, in the whole NFL.
He was a third corner on the team.
He was the best nickel corner in the
and
NFL.
There's the thing. Because there's consensus that Quinion and Coop should go together.
Quinion's a lock.
So now it's one spot.
Hold on.
Quinion's a better player.
They're both first team all pro.
That's awesome, but one's a more important position.
But we don't put
and goes up against tougher competition.
Right, but we don't use that logic the other way on Jalen. Well, that say Jalen's got to be high because he plays the most important position. He's not that great at that position.
That's
his problem.
Well, I know, but Cooper is great at his position. Is Quinion.
If Jalen was, I think,
and here's the thing,
above average,
first team All Pro, you make the list. That's it.
Quinion might have suffered on my list because he don't get talked about.
Would a first team All Pro punter make the list?
Wait a second, aren't you perpetuating that by not putting him high? If you want to change the net. Narrative. You put him number one.
It's like for me, it's who moves the meter right now.
Would a first team All Pro punter make your list?
No. Stop.
Okay.
But nickel corner.
I'm being hyperbolic for the sake of making the point.
It's an important position. It's not. I think the days of like, oh, he's just a nickel. Like he plays 90% of the snaps.
I know.
Yeah, he's. Okay. We'll see. My full list will be unveiled next week.
He's 12.
I think you're going to be shocked at how high I have Cooper DeJean.
That's fine. I would not like push back too hard against somebody having Coop on the list.
I have Quinion very high too. I mean, they both belong in very high. All right, one guy that a year ago would have been on a lot of top 11s, if not all of them, and quite frankly, I don't know if he's going to be on a lot of top 11s this year because he just did not have a great season last year. Jalen Carter. We talked about it a few minutes ago, Hugh, that he has not, or at least yesterday. Participated in team drills, just individual. And that's after not showing up to the voluntary stuff, right? This is a pattern forming here. Not showing up to the voluntary stuff, which again is his right. That's the CBA. He could do whatever he wants. But then yesterday, kind of half showing up. He's there. He's doing individual work, but not team drills. Nick Sirianni was asked today, as we expected, hey, what's going on with Jalen Carter? Let's unpack Nick Sirianni's the truth meter here, because he's not usually great at disguising things. Let's hear Nick.
Jalen Carter not taking part in team drills. Is that injury-related, contract-related? We don't have to. I don't have to get into. Sorry, I'm not going to get into all those different things. Right now, I've been able to work some individual scenarios. An individual practices, and that's where everybody's in a little bit different boat right now, of where they are in the off season, and that's where Jalen is right now.
He forgot what Bob told him. He forgot. He had to remember. It's okay. It happens.
If that answer did not make me feel like this is not a contract thing, because
Bob had him.
Well, he basically said we're not going to get into that. What do you mean we're not going to get into it? If his shoulder is still, if it's a rehab program, like Jahad Campbell, right? Jahad Campbell is not participating right now in minicamp because he's still working back from the shoulder stuff, and they've told us he will be ready for training camp. Isn't the answer very simple? If it's his shoulder, we think he'll be ready for training camp. He's going through his progress with the doctors, and we're very, very confident he'll be good to go. He didn't say that, which means the only thing this could be, and Hugh, the only reason he would dance around it is if it's a contract thing.
Yeah,
it's a contract thing.
He's okay. He can practice. It's just that right now he wants his bread, and they're trying to figure that out, how they're going to handle that. Yeah, but like I said, he got the cliff notes. He just forgot them.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
It shouldn't.
I relate to that. It's relatable. It's real relatable. I can relate to that.
But do you think he has a notebook like you do?
No, he does. He probably has, right before he walk out, they say, hey, don't do this, this, and this. And if they say that, don't, do this.
He says it starts with OTAs.
Yeah.
That's what he should have said. He's it like, starts with today's practice.
Because he started to talk about it, but then he thought about it. That was that. Hold up. No, don't do that.
Now that we heard that, plus yesterday, do we think there's any chance he's participating in team drills today?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Zero.
Nah, he chilling.
We have ourselves a contract situation with Jalen Carter this summer. It's one that I don't think this goes away anytime soon unless they just hand him enormous money. And if
a
I were them, I would be very reluctant to do that. He still has, let's just unpack this. He has 2 years left of team control, right? They've already picked up the fifth year option for 2027. And then they could also franchise tag him. You actually could franchise tag twice. So they have 3 years of team control if they really want to exercise that. I would not rush into this. We'll see what happens. But it's a thing. We're monitoring now. Sounds like Jalen Carter has a contract issue they got to resolve. Carl in Mapleshade is up on WIP. Carl.
Yo, guys. Thanks for bringing me in.
Of course, Carl. What's going on?
The Knicks are in trouble.
Ooh, here come the Spurs.
Why.
I like that, Carl.
They are in big trouble because they've depended on their outside shot. Mm-hmm. Now, San Antonio in the last game came up and defended the three. They took away the open three.
Yeah, they got aggressive.
They launched 37 shots up, only hit 13. They can't compete with San Antonio on the inside. Now, if San Antonio, like Castle, stuck a dagger in their heart, if San Antonio hits from the outside, New York has to come out and defend the perimeter, which opens up the block. Game over. If New York has to come out and defend the perimeter, game over.
I agree. Carl, I agree. And I think the winner of tonight's game just wins the finals. If San Antonio gets this thing and it's 2-2 and they, two out of the next three are at home, I think they'll win the finals. Obviously, if the Knicks win and it's 3-1, they're in a commanding position. Tonight feels like we're going to figure out who wins this title.
Oh, absolutely. Who wins tonight wins overall. And, Joe, me, my nephew, and two other guys a year and a half ago came up with $145. We made 8 bets since then. We're up over $1,500.
Whoa!
I don't look to make bets. I wait for the bet to come to me.
That's the way the good gamblers do. You got to teach you a thing or two because he's
wait till the gamblers come. Wait till it comes to me.
Well, yeah, he just doesn't decide he's going to make a bet. He's got to wait for the right one to show up at his doorstep, and then
he's got to speak to you.
Hammers, yeah, gotcha. Exactly.
Now San Antonio is returning 2-1 right now. Mm-hmm. On the series, I don't bet against point spreads. I bet on series.
So you're taking the Spurs 2-1? You're taking the Spurs to win this thing?
I'm taking the Spurs 2-1. We're up 15.
I like it.
We're all going up 100. We got 400 at 2-1 ready to come back and make this hit. I'm telling you right now, New York is in trouble.
I like it. All right, Carr, what do you think about Jalen at practice? Does it matter how he plays?
Yeah, it matters how he plays. I'm not going to put 100% into what he does, but I want to see some accuracy, maybe some timing throws. Yeah, there is something that I want to see that I know he's at least a certain level before the season starts.
See, Carl gets it. Carl, we appreciate the phone call, and you enjoy game four tonight. Carl, very strong. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, what, $145 to up to $1,500?
That's a good day.
Is that
a lot more than $2?
How's your betting account looking?
Why we got to talk about my betting account?
Well, want to know. We're curious.
You're the one that you peacocked when you hit your 8-leg
parlay
three seasons ago.
We want to hear about your life
3 years ago.
Been that long ago? Three years?
It's been three seasons.
Been a while. Well, that should let you know. I ain't said nothing about no betting lately.
We should have figured.
You're on the big old zero? Donut?
No, I don't know donut yet. I've been playing it real close to the vest.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for football. I'm waiting to get back in my wheelhouse because right now basketball ain't been working out for me.
Yeah, good. Bet the Eagles? Bet AJ? I could see you betting some AJ overs. You're feeling he's going to have a big season.
After your football takes this offseason, maybe you take
a
year off.
What you talking about? What you talking about? My football takes have been phenomenal. What are you talking about?
Which ones?
All of them.
Excuse me.
Like everything that came out of my mouth.
I
just burped. I've been phenomenal. I've been on a heater.
Hold the line.
Yeah. Whoa. I think AJ's not going to be traded. Yeah, I remember saying that. Because I felt strong.
Well, Kelce, you could have traded on it, so you would have lost on that one.
That was a lot of bricks. It's been a bad look for me.
All right, our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, I haven't looked today, so I'm curious where these all came down for these Twitter poll questions, especially Hugh's guesses on these. Let's start with the first one. Oh, God. Does it matter how Jalen Hurts looks in practice this summer?
78% no.
It's 64% no. What is wrong with everyone? I don't understand. Like, in any other sport, if the most important player struggled, how do you say that doesn't matter? This is the biggest coping that I've ever heard. And the same people that are voting no, if Jalen was lightened up, it would be like, this is the system he needed all along. Super Bowl MVP. Shut up, everyone.
Was Kevin Mitchell the whole time.
Oh, my God. But I mean, we also had the coping today. And I appreciate it to an extent. The coping of, I'm happy. This is what I want.
Because I'm happy.
I mean, the coping is just, and then I got Douglas over here blaming the media for the interception.
You
rake them over the coals with I don't trust anyone but Elliott.
Naming names.
It was a lot.
Marcus Hayes.
That's what we call pre-coping, because we're waiting for the reports, and then once they're negative, Hugh's going to say, well, I never trusted them.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do them like that, man. They do a really, really good job of reporting what they see at training.
Yes.
I just felt like it was a little heavy-handed yesterday because it was the first day.
Do you think it was heavy-handed that according to Elliott, they sit out there a half hour extra just so the offense could convert a first down and move the football a little bit?
Well, no. If he'd have said that, then that just shows that they're committed to getting this offense going. It's going to be like that. It's the defense where they are and what they're doing, it's going to look bad. No question about it. You just want to make sure, in my mind, wasn't at practice, but in my mind, you want to make sure that the quarterback is looking in the right areas with the football. Not so much the completion or anything just yet. You just want to make sure he's reading he's picking up what you're putting down right now.
Second Twitter poll today was, do the Phillies have a Trey Turner problem? Hugh, your guess?
78% yes.
Yeah, 75% yes. Yeah,
that Trey fandom foundation is cracked.
Oh, yeah. I think people are just, they recognize we're in trouble here.
With the wave the magic wand again?
And then get him
about it. People would be more receptive to it now.
Yes. I give everyone one more chance to come to my side. Yeah. I don't need an apology for all the mean things last time.
You should give the audience a mulligan.
Yeah, you know what?
On the magic wand.
Oh, for four tonight, we might have to tomorrow. All right. Should AJ Brown be eligible for the top 11 lists this year? Hugh, where do people vote on this?
78% no.
It's 86% no.
Not bad.
14, there's
not
a lot
bad.
Of rascals out there at 14%.
Not bad. Kyle taking a deep
14% are out of their minds.
Well, the problem is with asking if he's eligible. I don't care. He's on my list.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, you're going to do whatever you want. That's why Hugh's got seven flyers on his or whatever he's doing. And
I got two.
Okay.
If somebody was like, Kyle's trying to put him on his list. I didn't try, buddy. I succeeded.
You say Kyle ain't messing around.
The list is submitted.
You've clicked submit. Yeah. All right. You know, we haven't talked to him in a while. Here, I see him on the line. We have to welcome to the show, coming off his trip to Spain last week with the family. It's Kyle's dad, Mr. Quinn. How are you?
Hey, Joe. Hey, you.
What's
hey,
going
guys
on, Mr. Quinn? How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for calling. So how was the family trip? I'm assuming, since we haven't heard anything yet, Kyle, on good behavior with the trip last week?
86% of people say no. let's just say on paper, it sounded like a good idea. We had a nice crew. It was our family, our neighbors from across the street, the Fallons, Kyle, and his girlfriend.
All right. Well, how was the trip taken? So let's start with the flight. That's a long flight. How'd that go?
Oh, yeah. It's a long flight, all right. Real long when you have Kyle with you. Hey, Kyle, why don't you tell him about the flight?
I don't think I want to do that.
What happened on the flight?
Tell them about the in-flight entertainment Mrs. Fallon got to see,
no,
Kyle.
All right, no, come on.
What you do, Kyle?
Can we not?
What you do?
All right, what happened here?
I guess Kyle was bored on the long flight to Spain and wanted some alone time in the bathroom. Unfortunately for Kyle, Mrs. Fallon decided it was a good time for her daily constitution.
Oh, no. So Mrs. Fallon walked in on Kyle?
What was he doing in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's just say Kyle had both hands on the controls and he was enjoying the flight.
Oh, no. Oh,
come
no
on, Kyle. He was trying to join the Mile
Congratulations,
High Club.
Kyle. Congrats. Yeah, him and his hand are now members of the Mile High Club.
Oh, God.
That is bananas.
And it's not over. Not over. We get there, we land, and we go out to eat as a family. Kyle decided to sample the croquetas, and he blew out the whole restaurant.
What are we talking about here? Flatulence? What are we talking about?
Yeah, Kyle was farting up a storm. People were scattering.
Body was not ready for the Spanish food, the spicy stuff. You know, it happens.
Actually, it was pretty impressive. I was very proud of my son. He managed to create an international incident with nothing but his digestive system. they were screaming at him in four different languages before the room was empty. It didn't end there either. Kyle, why don't you tell Joe and you about what your mom and was most looking forward to on the trip?
What was that?
What's she looking forward to?
Kyle's poor mother, the highlight of her trip was to visit the Basilica Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, one of the holiest, most solemn places in all of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle starts up with the fireworks again in the middle of that.
Kyle, you're farting in a place of worship? Come on.
When you got to fart, you got to fart. Can't help it.
Just couldn't hold it, huh?
Can't help it. Your sweet mother was having a moment of reflection on this hallowed ground. You soiled your pants.
Damn. It's embarrassing.
Real proud moment for Kyle. Lots of people go to Spain for the running of the bulls. My son goes for the running of the bowels.
This trip actually sounds horrible. So did you and Mrs. Quinn get any time together away from this nonsense?
Almost. Right, Kyle? Tell him about Thursday. Kyle feels better by then. Of course, he starts hitting the sangria, one of the local tappies there. So Mrs. Quinn and I, you know, we have a nice dinner. We head back to the hotel room for some what we thought was private time. Why don't you tell them what happened next, Kyle?
I don't think we need to. I'd rather not.
What happened next, Kyle?
I'm surprised you even remember.
Oh, no. Wait.
You got banged up.
Wait, no. Kyle didn't walk in on you guys, right?
Oh, yeah. He walked in, pukes right in the middle of the floor, and then passes out in front of our bed. Private time with my wife. Soiled.
Well, thankfully, I don't remember that. So,
dang, Kyle, yeah,
of course you don't. You don't remember any of it. You're all banged up, Kyle.
It's the way you say your name, though.
All right, we probably should wrap this up.
Might as well hear how we wrap the trip up.
All right, Joe. Well, sure, why not? I mean, we made it this far into the trip. All right, tell us.
So here it is. It's our last day. We go to the beach. It's a beautiful day, picturesque day on the Spanish coast, like something out of a movie. Except in this movie, my drunk, flatulent, sacrilegious son decides he wants to go snorkeling around the coral reef by himself. Next thing you know, I get a call from the Coast Guard because my son has got his churro lodged in a coral reef.
No. Oh, God.
Right in the cave. Oh. Hey, yeah. It took 7 young Spanish men with David Niven mustaches to shave them. Yeah, it looked like something out of Zorro. My son, the Spanish swordsman. Perfect way to end the perfect trip. Right, Kyle?
Mm-hmm. All right, we hung up.
Yeah, probably went on longer than it should have in the first place.
Spanish swordsman.
You didn't tell us any of that. We asked you how the trip was.
Well, why would I?
Even off air. I mean, you didn't say you had any troubles there. That's a lot.
The Spanish swordman is crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. Kyle, you didn't tell us nothing about none of that.
Again, why would anyone?
Yeah, that's a lot.
It wasn't just one bad moment. There was a lot there. Mm. Especially on the picturesque day on the Spanish coast.
Yeah, and you getting banged up and passing out in that room. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Poor Mrs. Fallon.
No, we appreciate Mr. Quinn. We love when he calls us Joe. That was a lot for the audience to hear. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hotboard. We got to get to a couple big pieces of NFL news. One or both that certainly could impact us here in Philadelphia at some point. One in a significant way. And your phone calls, all those. Plus, you people coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.